Okay, so everyone here are the ones who have not been murdered.
That's right, Kenny.
There's no one else, Kenny.
We are it, man.
Camp Lake Sunny Lake by Wayne Raleigh.
Okay, we're sure about this. We're sure there aren't any other non-murdered counselors currently in camp.
I'm sorry. Have you not been paying attention, man?
Don't get mad at Kenny, Reefer.
Yeah, Reefer. Don't get mad at Kenny.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Jenny.
You're supposed to be head counselor. Have you not noticed the fairly intense bloodbath that's been taking place out there this evening?
Maybe I should do another round robin.
You don't need to do another round robin, man. There isn't anybody left, okay?
Well, what about Sawipowitz?
Him and Nancy Dalmucci were snorting cocaine naked in bunk C, and they got sawed in half.
With a chainsaw.
Why naked?
We have a chainsaw.
There was one in the shed.
How about Lusty Lucy?
Ice hook through the face while touching herself in the shower.
Nimrod?
Hacked up with a machete after watching Lusty Lucy get an ice hook to the face through a peephole he drilled in the shower.
A machete? What possible purpose would a machete have at a summer camp? I mean, the hiking trails here are perfectly maintained by the Park Service.
There were four of them hanging in the shed.
Next to the ice hooks.
I'm sorry, what shed? Where exactly is the shed?
Yeah, man, why do we have a shed full of tools that are completely unnecessary to the maintenance and upkeep of the campgrounds, and yet can be used as incredibly lethal weapons?
Good question, Reefer.
What do we have ice hooks for? This isn't South Boston in the late 1800s. We have a machine that makes tiny little ice cubes. As many as we want.
What about Todd?
Todd?
Who's Todd?
You know, Todd. Walk around most of the time without a shirt on for some unexplained reason.
He looks a lot like a young Kevin Bacon.
I thought that was Kevin Bacon.
I'm pretty sure he said his name was Todd. Oh.
Well, he was in the top bunk looking at a dirty magazine, and he had his Sony Walkman on, so he didn't know someone was in the bottom bunk, and he got run through with a spear.
A spear?
Okay.
So hard that the spear went up through the mattress, through his abdomen, through the dirty magazine, and actually lifted him up off the mattress where he hung there for a moment before he slowly slid back down the spear with blood spurting out of his mouth.
And this spear came from...
The shed.
Sure, why not? Gotta keep the spear somewhere. Might as well keep him in the shed.
I'm scared, Kenny.
What are we gonna do, Kenny?
Hold on a second, girls. We just need to reason this out.
The hell we do? We need to get out of here!
Hear me out, Reefer. Now, it would appear that someone is systematically, violently murdering all of the teenage camp counselors at Camp Lake Sunny Lake.
Oh my God, no shit.
Hear him out, Reefer.
Yeah, hear him out, Reefer.
But why would somebody want to go and do such a terrible thing? It just doesn't make any sense. Okay, think. Was there ever a time when the camp was recently reopened after being closed for 20 years because a boy drowned in the lake when all the counselors were having a sex and drugs party and not paying proper attention to the campers?
Let me think.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, dude! Yes! You guys! That is now! The camp just reopened! After 20 years, it's been open a week!
Well, there you go! So, then what do all of the murdered counselors have in common?
They were all either exploring their blossoming sexuality in some fashion or experimenting with mind-altering substances.
Right! They were doing something immoral, and thus deserved to die horribly and violently.
Well, I guess we know who's going to be next, Debbie.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means you're a big slut. So you're next.
I'm not a big slut.
Everyone who's been balls deep in Debbie's blossoming sexuality, please chime in.
Me!
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 I'm not the biggest slut.
The biggest slut is dead, Debbie.
You're the next biggest slut, Debbie.
Jenny?
I'm sorry, Debbie, you're the next biggest slut.
Well, Reefer's a bake.
Weed is not immoral. It's a plant.
You're a druggie. Plus, you're a whiner, which we haven't talked about, but which also means you are definitely going to be next.
Yeah, whiners always get it, and everyone is kind of relieved.
You're both sluts, so I've got plenty of time to light this J before anything happens to me.
I wouldn't smoke drugs right now.
Bite me!
I'm not a slut. I'm bookish. I wear glasses and read books. I'm smart because I read books and wear glasses. It's probably going to be me that goes head to head with this demonic monstrosity.
Right. She's right. And maybe me too.
Probably just me.
You never know, is all I'm saying.
Look, why don't we just leave?
Leave?
Leave camp?
Yes! Leave freaking camp!
Be serious.
How do we leave camp?
The car! We have a car! It's in the parking lot!
It's raining!
Who gives a shit if it's raining?
Yeah, it's raining.
It's really stormy, Reaper.
It's raining really hard.
I think we should stay together.
Yeah? Well, screw you, and you. I'm out!
I called it.
Hey, here's a question. I'm not sure if it's relevant, but how on earth did a guy named Reefer ever get hired to be a children's camp counselor?
I'm bored. I think we should dance.
Really?
Yeah, come on. We're scared. We're on edge. There's a crazed killer on the loose. We need to shake it off. We should turn on some rock and roll music and dance.
I don't think we should turn on some rock and roll music.
Come on.
Woo! Yeah!
Rock and roll music!
Stop dancing! Don't dance! I don't think it's a good idea! Please stop!
Come on, Kenny, dance with us!
Oh, please stop dancing!
I'm gonna go dance over here into this empty room.
No, don't do that! That's a bad idea!
Here I go! Jenny, come with me!
Okay!
Jenny, stay here! Debbie, don't! Don't. Just stop. Just stop dancing. Don't dance. Just everybody stop dancing. Just let's all hold perfectly still. No dancing. No moving.
You saved my life.
No talking. No talking. Please.
Do you want to make out?
What? No! Absolutely not!
Kenny, I know we've just been friends for a long time, but...
Oh, no! No, don't! Don't. Please don't take off your glasses.
I'm taking off my glasses.
Oh, please don't take your ponytail out and shake your hair down until it cascades sexually around your face.
I'm taking out my ponytail and shaking my hair down until it cascades sexually around my face.
Oh, no. Not good.
I've wanted you for so long. Please make love to me in this other room.
Okay. Not the shirt. Not the shirt, please.
I'm taking off my shirt.
Please, don't go into the other room without a shirt on, please.
My shirt is off, and I'm only in my bra now, in this other room where it's dark.
Hi, I'm Joshua.
Hi, Joshua. Nice mask.
Thanks. Is this where I can mail the letter home?
Yeah, right over there.
I love camp.
Where did you get that thing?
You can check him out of the shed.
Right. Right. Is this about that sex and drugs party they had like 20 years ago while you were out and drowning in the lake?
Yeah.
Man, I wish I could take that whole thing back.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
Right now?
Yeah.
Can't help myself.
I know.
I'm thinking about Jenny without her shirt on.
Yep.